Dhikrullah means the remembrance of Allah. Subhanallah is also dhikrullah. Alhamdulillah is also dhikrullah. Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Any formulae wherein the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned is remembrance of Allah. Why is it remembrance of Allah? Because as soon as you say subhanallah, it will remind you of Allah. So you will remember Allah. It's like a person is not thinking about Zaid, and suddenly during the conversation somebody mentions the name of Zaid, the thought will go immediately towards Zaid. So the name of a person reminds the person of that person. So the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind a person of the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanallah, alhamdulillah, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Bismillahi wa barakatillah, Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha. Alhamdulillah, yarhamukallah, yahdikumullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. All these formulas remind one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, these are all dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, when one carries out a good deed sincerely, and when we say sincerely, it means when one carries out a good deed with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that deed is also dhikrullah. Why? Because whilst carrying out that deed, you are remembering Allah. I am doing this to please Allah. And the various formulae of dhikr, when recited without the mind going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a lesser degree of dhikr. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is His kindness that He has defined this as remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tongue is moist with the remembrance of Allah. Allah, 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 subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But the mind is in the shop, the mind is in the watch, the mind is in the pen, the mind is busy with the design in the carpet. Who will say that I am remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This does not fall within the definition of remembrance. Remembrance is with the heart and the mind. If I was to leave Leicester for 1 month, for 2 months, and if I was to daily 100 times, 200 times, 300 times using the beads, the tasbih, say Muhammad, 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 whilst my mind is here and there, not a single moment does Muhammad come in my mind or heart. But the tongue is saying Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. When I return, will I be able to say to Muhammad that I remembered you a lot? No. Nobody will define this as remembrance. But I am sitting there, without uttering the word Muhammad even a single time. But the thought of Muhammad keeps coming and going. When I come back, well, what will I be able to say? I remembered you very much. So when the tongue is busy with the name of somebody, but the heart and mind is not with it, it does not come in the definition of dhikrullah. But it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue only, even then He has accepted that as dhikrullah. That it is a dhikr of a lesser degree. And why He has accepted that as dhikrullah? Because without the zikr of the tongue, the zikr of the heart and mind is not possible. See, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not to accept this as zikrullah, then we would have left the zikr of the tongue and we would never have reached the zikr of the heart and the mind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being so kind, has accepted this as zikrullah. So we continue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongues. And the heart and mind is somewhere else. But when we continue, a time comes when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart and mind as well. And then what happens is, the first stage is only dhikr of the tongue. Then the second stage, dhikr of the tongue with the heart and mind. So as soon as a person says subhanallah, the thought of Allah enters the mind. As soon as the person says Alhamdulillah, the thought of Allah enters the mind. Then the third stage. When you say Allah, the thought of Allah enters the mind. And when you don't say Allah, now and then the thought of Allah enters the mind. And then the fourth stage. 24 hours the thought of Allah remains in the mind. 24 hours the thought of Allah remains in the mind. And when the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains in the mind, then every step that he takes, he will question himself first. Is this going to please my creator or displease my creator? And this is the highest form of zikr. And this is the zikr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from us. And it is upon this zikr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do hearts find peace in this zikrullah. That when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours, then we will carry out good deeds only to please Him, and we will abstain from every evil deed only to please Him. So all the time you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we associate ourselves to mashayikh, and when we take formal guidance from mashayikh, and when we learn dhikr from them, they prescribe exercises for us. And when a person with full commitment and dedication carries out these exercises and he follows the instructions of his sheikh, then a time comes when he is able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart and the mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. So this is what is meant by when a person carries out a good deed, he is in the remembrance of Allah. Because for any amal to be good deed, there is one condition which is very important, and that is sincerity of intention. And sincerity of intention means, I am carrying out this deed to please Allah. So when this is in your mind, that I am doing this for the pleasure of Allah, you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is towards this goal that we need to strive. Once we reach this goal, we will never be able to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if overcome by circumstances, environment, nafs, shaitan, we do make a mistake, then because the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return immediately. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. It is this we need to make our dhikrullah. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lead them to فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Istighfar. That is why the mashayikh emphasize the importance of zikr greatly. Be very punctual with dhikr and associate yourself with a qualified sheikh, an expert sheikh. Take exercises from him and make your heart and mind zakir. As soon as your heart and mind become zakir 24 hours, you will become muttaqi. Because whilst remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to make a mistake. U'iddat lil-muttaqeen. You will become muttaqi. But even muttaqi is sometimes misled by shaitan and nafs and made to forget Allah for a few moments. And when he is made to do that, he will make a mistake. But because he is zakir, shaitan and nafs will not be able to mislead him to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good. So overwhelmed by the pleasures of the nafs, he may forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a few moments, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, but very soon he will realize, he will remember Allah, because the heart and mind is always in the remembrance of Allah, so he will wake up from his slumber. Zakarullah, fastaghfiru li dhunubi, man, he will say, astaghfirullah, 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 what have I done? So dhikrullah prevents a person from committing a crime. And dhikrullah makes a person realize that he has committed a crime. So it prevents a person from committing a crime and it makes a person realize that he has committed a crime. Now in both cases, he will benefit, because if it prevents him from committing a crime, alhamdulillah. If he is overcome and if he is made to forget Allah for a few moments by shaitan and nafs, he will commit a crime, and after committing the crime, he will immediately remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will repent. And attaibu min adhambi kamalla dhamba lahu. The one who repents is as if he has never committed the sin. So both ways. So remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very beneficial. The person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not commit any crime. Crime associated to the rights of Allah, or crime associated to the rights of the creation of Allah. He will not be arrogant. He will not be jealous. He will not oppress. He will not backbite. He will not swear. He will not lie. He will not cheat. My Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. And if he does commit any of these crimes, then he will very soon realize that my Allah was watching me when I was committing that sin. And if I don't repent now, this is a demand from Allah. He is watching me. This is fard upon me to repent now. So he will turn to Allah, ask for forgiveness. He will turn to the creatures, creation of Allah, and he will ask the servants of Allah and ask them for forgiveness. So his account will always remain clear. So dhikrullah is the key. Dhikrullah is the key. Dhikrullah is the key. It is the soul. It is the ruh of success. It is the key to success. So everybody needs to exert every effort to become zakir. And in reaching this goal, one needs to be very close to his sheikh. And one needs to understand the teaching of his sheikh. And one needs to follow the teaching of his sheikh, which obviously is within the limits of Sharia and in the light of the Quran and the Ahadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Salat ala nabi is also a form of dhikr. Durus Sharif. That is also a form of dhikr. On a daily basis we should read at least Salat ala nabi 300 times. And thereafter on Friday we should increase Salat ala Nabi The 40 durood, if a person is able to read it on a daily basis with 300, so if he can make it 340, alhamdulillah. If not, then at least on a weekly basis. And during auspicious moments, he should read the Salat and Salam booklet. Every person should acquire a book on Salat and Salam and keep it with him every Friday. Hizbul Azam, that is also a form of dhikr, dhikrullah. Tilawat is the best form of dhikrullah. Tilawat is the best form of dhikrullah. So with the other azkar and with the other tasbihat, with the other adiyah, each person should be very, very punctual in regard to the recitation of the Quran. Quarter juz, half juz, one juz daily. Fix a portion. Fix a minimum portion. That this I must recite. And then, if one is able to recite more, alhamdulillah. Let's say one has fixed a portion of one juz per day. One juz, I will read one juz on a daily basis. But today he recited 1.25. So tomorrow he should not confine himself to 3/4 only. No, on a daily basis one juz. Yesterday 1.25, that was yesterday. Today I have to recite one juz. Yes, if any day you are unable to complete one juz, then the following day you must make it up for yesterday.